Well, what happens if that guy was there? He did a pretty good job.
No, he didn't.
The guy who stepped in?
No, he didn't. They finished 6-6.
That's not.
Yeah, and lost to Michigan.
Yeah, they did lose to Michigan.
Yeah, they did. They lost to Michigan. First time, what?
88 years. No, first time in 88 years.
Well, not 88 years, but I think in 6 years or seven years, something like that. But I think he is going to be retained if he wants to be retained. Nice. Okay. So now,
pretty exciting, of course, the NBA strike has been settled, you know, the lockout.
Boy, going to start on Christmas Day. Because all of us were going to have a horrible Christmas.
Yeah. Well, when you think Christmas and time with family, you think the NBA.
You do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Extended family.
Yeah, because there are so many extended families with the. Yeah, but by golly.
But I think it's probably no surprise now that we have even more kind of ancillary basketball news with the NBA settling its lockout. Rick's Cabaret has announced now that they'll have a plan for a league where all the players are topless dancers. Just saying. I don't know that they'll play that way, but I'm just saying. Got that story for you this morning.
Okay.
Hey, well, kind of a new video arcade game also being unveiled in England. It's in the men's room. Customers at the exhibit bar in London. I'm doing this because when the Tuna Boys get here, they blow this up. So
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Customers at the Exhibit Bar in London can play one of three games every time they're standing very near a wall. If you get what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And at the end,
with their nose or what?
No. Oh, okay. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Yeah.
At the end of each round, players can post their scores to Twitter and Facebook.
Because of course, somebody's going to make a mess.
You'll want to brag about it, right?
I'm thinking, that's what you want is you want somebody sitting there when you have to go. You want them saying, dude, I'm almost done here.
Yeah, right. Now, it says here, which is interesting, the game is designed to capitalize on the valuable media opportunity during the 55 seconds the average male spends staring at that blank wall.
Unless you go to some place where they put the sports section up there.
Yeah, they do, don't they? As if, okay? As if. Because same situation. Dude. I want to finish this story. Dude. Yeah. Anyway, apparently a commercial plays before the start of each game.
See, now that's just...
which generates revenue.
I mean, I admire them for trying to, extend the revenue stream.
Very nice.
I heard what you did there. Yeah. Oh, golly.
I was distracted by the lights and the sound. Obviously, they're testing that in England first.
Information.
See how that works over there, then they might import it to here.
That'll work well.
Maybe not.
Now, the Tuna Boys would have loved that line there, Chase.
Well, they would have, And as I said, best that we get it taken care of now.
Right. They'll be here at 7.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
So here you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is November the 29th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday.
National Chocolates Day.
Is it really?
Not be February 14th?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure why this would be now. It would seem that it would be. I guess maybe there's a little dip in the market at this point, and so they're trying to get people thinking chocolates again. Yep. This is, you know, the ones that you get in a box and you stick your finger in them to see if it's something you like.
I got the one with toothpaste.
Yeah. It's newspaper day, and it's also electronic greetings day.
Well, good.
All those things.
Good for that.
Yeah.
It's Ben Scully's birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah. He's pretty good at what he does, wouldn't you say? Certainly LA Dodger broadcaster for more than 50 years. 84 years old today, he is. Actress Diane Ladd is 79 years old. Laura Dern is her daughter.
Uh-huh.
Diane Ladd's done a lot of things. John Mayhall, the father of British blues, is 78 years old today. That's what it says right here.
British blues.
British blues,
huh?
Yeah. John Mayhall.
Mayhall.
Yeah. Peter Bergman, a member of the creative comedy troupe, the Fireside Theater, is 72 years old. Chuck Mangione, the trumpeter, is
Trumpet
71.
Uh-huh.
Given new life because of King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They have had him on there.
He was on King of the Hill several times, or referenced several times, but then actually made an appearance. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a little odd.
Yeah. Gary Chandling.
That was the whole...
The whole idea.
It was the whole point.
Yeah. Gary Chandling's birthday is
Chandling,
today.
Chandling. I like this guy.
62.
You would.
I would. What is that show that he
Larry
did?
Sanders Show.
Yeah, the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah.
Just,
I think not still on, is it?
Oh, no. No. Yeah, you can find it on HBO every once in a while.
See,
hey, now.
Gary Shanley should send David Steinberg and David Brenner a Christmas card every year. Thanking them that he's not the least funniest person in Hollywood.
Oh, we have a difference of opinion
here. I like the show. I like the show.
The show may be good.
I don't know about him in person.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
okay.
Howie Mandel. What about him? He's got that Deal or No Deal show.
This is a
reinvented
guy.
Reinvented himself.
Yes, he really did. You know, he started as he owned a furniture store in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Sold furniture. And was just one of a bunch of stand-up comics out there trying to make a living.
Well, you
remember where he pulled the rubber glove
exactly.
over his...
That was his shtick. But then the next thing, you know, he was on St. Elsewhere.
I mean, right.
He's reinvented himself a couple of times.
Did that?
He did the things where he would walk around, like, to conventions and groups with a hidden camera and be dressed up as some sort of a... strange duck or something.
Tried to do the talk show, and that didn't work.
Well, he's 56.
Good for him.
Years old. Jeff Fahey, the actor, One Life to Live. He was an actor. He's also done some other more important things. He's 55 years old. He's the sixth of 13 children.
Well, of course.
It says here, by the way. Kathy Moriarty, she played Vicky LaMotta in Raging Bull, for one thing she did. She's 51 years old. Kim Delaney from NYPD Blue and CSI Miami is 50 years old.
Yeah, she was on Miami for, about 2 days?
Well, she apparently, I believe what they were saying is that the intricacies of the script were somewhat beyond her.
She's stupid.
I think that's what they said. She's really too stupid to do it. Yeah.
Is that how they said it?
Well, yeah, they did. They said the intricacies of the technical language within the script.
She couldn't spell DNA, Tom.
Yeah. She's dumb as a stump.
There you go. Actor Lucas Black. He was the little kid in Sling Blade.
Oh.
And also the Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, is 29 years old today. And, I guess that's about all I got.
Troubled actor, and you always hate when they start that way.
Uh-huh.
Tom Sizemore.
Oh, yeah.
He's put a whole lot of living into 50 years. I got Don Cheadle. You don't have him on your list?
No.
47 today, and the lovely and talented Jackie Stallone.
Oh.
Or neither of those would be.
Really?
Would be
in
90.
A bizarro world.
Yeah. Turn up.